KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 39 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We look forward to a mostly sunny today with a high of 50. There is a wind advisory that'll be in effect from noon until 5 p.m. for a portion of our listing area. That includes Harrison, Monona, Sac, Crawford, and Carroll counties. We look for west-northwest winds today at 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting as high as 40 this afternoon. In the news, a four-vehicle crash on eastbound Interstate 80 Friday night in Cass County resulted in four persons being sent to the hospital. The Iowa State Patrol says the accident happened around 9:35 p.m. about a mile west of the Marney exit. Officials say a 2015 Freightliner semi and a 2006 Chevy Malibu were traveling east in the right lane when the semi, driven by 46-year-old Chasson Briley of Hubbard, Ohio, rear-ended the Malibu, driven by 25-year-old Joseph T. Foster of Des Moines. The impact caused the car to cross the median and come to rest in the left lane on the westbound side of the road. An unknown vehicle was then rear-ended by a 1999 Mercury Sable, driven by 34-year-old Joanne Charlot of Des Moines, when the unknown car, traveling west on I-80 in the left lane, swerved to avoid a collision with the Malibu. The Sable came to rest on the right shoulder of westbound I-80 while the unknown vehicle continued west. Foster and the other individuals injured in the crash, including 21-year-old Aaliyah Robinson and 20-year-old Yasmin Wright, both of Des Moines, along with 27-year-old Greggy Moore of Omaha, were transported by Walnut Fire and Rescue to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. It's not clear which vehicle Robinson, Wright, and Moore were in. Foster and Robinson were wearing their seatbelts. Customers of Windstream Communications in northern Pottawatomie County were asked to use their cell phones to make 911 calls late Friday night, after landline 911 service was disrupted due to a cut fiber optic line. The outage affected Windstream customers in the Minden, Shelby, and Avoca telephone prefixes. The line was quickly repaired, and there were no disruptions reported by 11 p.m. on Friday. Two black males who escaped from the Clarinda Academy Friday afternoon were taken into custody at around 8:45 p.m. Friday, just west of Clarinda. Authorities report the escape occurred just before 3 p.m., The males, ages 17 and 19, had last been seen heading north from the Clarinda Academy. One of the escapees is from Minnesota. The other was from California. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports three recent arrests. Friday afternoon, 24-year-old Joshua Allen Beadle of Villisca was arrested on six felony counts of forgery, with additional charges pending. Beadle was being held in the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $5,000 bond. On Thursday, 18-year-old Morgan Elizabeth Schrader of Stanton was arrested in Montgomery County on possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia charges. Schrader was being held with Montgomery County Corrections on $1,000 bond. A couple of hours later, deputies arrested 42-year-old Ronald Chester Kingery Jr. of Villisca on serious domestic abuse assault, child endangerment, and interference with official acts charges. Kingery Jr. was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. In an update to a story yesterday, the Council Bluffs Police Department on Friday said a fire that occurred earlier that morning is suspicious in nature and possibly a hate crime. Sergeant Chad Myers.
About 3:30 in the morning, one of our officers was on patrol when he smelled smoke in the neighborhood. He traced the smoke back to a house at 2929 Avenue G. Noticed that there was smoke coming from the roof and all of the windows were blackened out by the smoke. He requested the fire department respond and then tried to alert anybody who might have been inside the house. Did not get a response from anyone.
The fire department arrived and was able to extinguish the fire and determine that nobody was home.
While they were there, they noticed that a detached garage had two swastikas spray painted on two sides of it, and then a racial slur spray painted on two sides of the garage as well.
The fire itself was isolated to the house and not the detached garage. During a neighborhood canvas, it was learned that the graffiti on the garage had been there for two or three days.
So we don't know for sure whether these two incidents are related or not, but we will be investigating that as a possible hate crime either way.
The homeowner is a white female who has a biracial daughter and a biracial adult grandson who live with her at the home. All three were out of town at the time. The fire is suspicious in nature and will be investigated by the Council Bluffs Fire Department as arson in cooperation with the State Fire Marshal's Office and the Council Bluffs Police Department. Anyone with information on either incident is asked to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-STOP. You can remain anonymous, and any tip leading to the arrest and conviction of the suspect is eligible for a cash reward. And in an update to a story that we brought you Thursday night and early Friday morning, quick action by the owners of a hog confinement facility northeast of Shelby saved about 200 hogs from a fiery death, but anywhere from 75 to 100 of the animals were lost during the blaze Thursday night. Shelby Fire Chief Eric Wendt told KJAN News the building at 515 Hazel Road was fully engulfed in flames, and the roof of the building had collapsed when firefighters were on the scene.
It was like a 2,500-head hog confinement, and they just loaded out most of the hogs. There was about 350 hogs left in it when it was actually on fire.
Firefighters from Shelby, Harlan, Avoca, Minden, and Elkhorn responded to the scene after a motorist passing by reported seeing the flames. Crews remained on the scene for about 5 hours.
From what we could tell, I think it was an electrical panel that ended up catching on fire. I'm pretty sure that one was just a normal panel for the lighting and probably the auger for the feed and stuff like that.
No injuries were reported, but Wendt says the loss was substantial.
Just by doing a little bit of research on them, we're looking at about $400,000 with the building and the hogs.
Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Myrna Carley, age 88, of Carson, has died. Funeral services for Myrna Carley will be today at 10 o'clock at the Carson United Methodist Church. Los Hills Funeral Home in Carson has arrangements. Sue DeVault, age 78, of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Celebration of life services for Sue DeVault will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Werner Gall, age 88, of Erling, died Sunday in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial service for Werner Gall will be today at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Marilyn Schnack, age 74, of Harlan, died January 8th in Mesa, Arizona. Funeral services for Marilyn Schnack will be today at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Twyla Johnson, age 78, of Creston, has died. Celebration of life services for Twyla Johnson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Powers Funeral Home in Creston. Lois Dorsheimer, age 94, of Griswold, died Monday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Lois Dorsheimer will be today at 2 o'clock at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold, with the Dune Funeral Home of Griswold in charge of arrangements. Charles Frank Martins, age 87, of Walnut, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Charles Martins will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dorothy Bouchard, age 77, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Dorothy Bouchard will be Monday at 10 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Rex Rhodes, age 63, of Earlham, died Thursday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Rex Rhodes will be Monday at 10:30 at the Earlham Church of Christ. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Maxine Hall, age 81, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Maxine Hall will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Alice Esser, age 81, of Erling, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Alice Esser will be Tuesday at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Elwood Hansen, age 67, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Elwood Hansen will be Wednesday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. And Jimmy P. Kelgore, age 76, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Memorial services for Jimmy Kelgore will be next Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic, with Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.